Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Rogers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps it on. And Rogers is inside the pylon. Touchdown Packers. It's Rogers running for the score.
Right on cue, Joe. He had some choice words there for the crowd.
That's a call right there. Bears, they lost that game. It was a home game.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers said he still owned you.
He was correct, by the way.
With some choice words in there mixed in. But I tell you this, Aaron Rodgers scheduled to come to Soldier Field this season. This will be the last season that he allegedly owns any property in Chicago at that particular location, because he says he's pretty sure the 2025 season will be his final NFL season. Text us and let us know, please. 312-644-6767. How do you feel about Aaron Rodgers saying he's finally going to hang up the cleats after a couple of decades of doing work? And Russell Dorsey in for Layla Rahimi here on Rahimi and Harris. And you seem convinced that Aaron Rodgers can't lead the Pittsburgh Steelers anywhere.
Yeah, it's less about him and more about the other teams in that division and the other quarterbacks in the AFC to get, because you said you think their ceiling is the Super Bowl. And my response to that is there are six quarterbacks that you got to go through in the AFC, two of which that are in your division, three of which are in your, or two are there in your division to make that a reality. That's Joe Burrow. That's Lamar Jackson in the AFC. That also includes Josh Allen, last year's MVP, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert. Also, Bo Nix had a really good year for the Denver Broncos in his rookie season. So, like, it's not a layup that this turns into anything for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, they had to do something, but I think it is a lot to ask. Even with the stability that the Steelers have shown over the last couple of years, even with Mike Tomlin, like, you're asking a lot. Like, there's a lot of things that have to go right to make what you said happen.
Okay, let's start with the quarterbacks discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Lamar Jackson was the first guy I said when you asked who are the quarterbacks in the AFC, and I was going to continue on, but then you just interjected all those other quarterbacks.
I was a little.
You're a little turned up.
You turned up, yeah.
A little turned up.
I'm less turned up now.
Lamar Jackson doesn't even have a winning record against Mike Tomlin when he doesn't have a quarterback. I just want to point that out.
They were 12-5 last year. They won that division.
They did. Did they go undefeated against the Pittsburgh Steelers?
It doesn't matter if they're above them.
Did the Steelers go to the playoffs last year?
Yes, Marshall.
Okay. Did the Steelers have as good a quarterback play as they will have this year from Aaron Rodgers? As long as he stays healthy. And I want to point out, he did start all 17 games last year.
Sure. Had 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He threw for 229 yards a game.
Yeah. They had
a running game. 63% completion rating.
Yes, I understand that. But push comes to shove. I like Aaron Rodgers on this team a lot better than I liked other quarterbacks on this team since Ben Roethlisberger. Also, Mike Tomlin is a good head football coach. He's going to make the most out of Aaron Rodgers. I don't understand why this is so hard for you to believe that they have a higher ceiling than just finishing 9-8.
The Jets thought they had a higher ceiling too.
The Jets didn't have Mike Tomlin.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm like listening to you.
I just think it's pretty simple.
It's not simple.
It's simple because those quarterbacks all existed in years past, but somehow Mike Tomlin found a way in that division to have a winning record, get to the playoffs.
Is it realistic to say that the Cincinnati Bengals will have a better year this year than they had last year?
I hope they do, because that defense last year was turned stallion.
Joe Burrow almost won MVP, and they went 9-8 because he had to do everything. Like, I think it's realistic to expect that the Bengals will be better in 2025 than they were in 2024. And when you have a quarterback that's over the age of 40 years old, the chance of injury is so high where one thing, like we saw the Achilles.
That's
one of the, like, you never know when that's going to happen. Like we've just seen in the NBA Finals how that goes. But
Don't wear the number zero.
It doesn't have to be an Achilles. Could be a knee, it could be a back, it could be an arm, like their shoulder.
I think Aaron Rodgers is aware of that. That's why he said this is his last season. He's like, 1 year deal with the Steelers. I love the game. This is my. It's like he's writing a love letter to the game that's given him so much in his final season, and that love letter would be best read at the Super Bowl. I'm not saying they're going to get there. I'm just saying that's the ceiling. They could go to the Super Bowl. I'm just saying it's a possibility.
I also understand they traded for DK Metcalf, like. That's that a good valuable. Target? It's a valuable asset. That's a very good number one wide receiver.
Okay, let's agree on that.
Well,
all right. So we'll leave that there. Let's switch to the Bulls, okay. As Russell Dorsey has been waiting to talk Bulls with me.
Yeah,
and we're just over 24 hours from the NBA draft. Is there something you want the Bulls to do between now and then, or with the 12th pick specifically?
Acquire as many assets as possible, because in the NBA, especially in today's age of the NBA, unless you're a team that gets lucky and you have assets to make a move for a player like a Giannis Antetokounmpo, or what the Rockets were able to do, turning themselves into one of the best teams in the West and have the assets and the players to acquire a Kevin Durant, you're going to have to be able to acquire as many first-round picks, second-round picks, pick swaps, young players, young talent as possible. So that's, for me, what I want the Bulls to do, because that's how you turn things around and in acquiring expiring contracts and things like that.
Let's be clear. You want them to burn it down.
I know they won't. So the next best thing you could do is acquire as many assets as possible.
All right, well, what I want them to do is trade whatever they can trade to get first-round picks, second-round picks, whatever. Make the deals. Mm-hmm. The East is going to be bad next year. Dame Lillard's not walking out of that tunnel. Tyrese Halliburton not walking out of that tunnel. Jason Tatum not walking out of that tunnel. Neither is Drew Holiday. What that leaves you with is an opportunity to get rid of whatever you want to get rid of and still be able to tell your fans, we're trying, we're competing, we're in the play-in. You can still do that and get the assets.
I hate the word compete.
What do you mean? By competing, I mean we're winning enough games that when you look at the standings, we're not one of the bottom five teams in the East. That's what I mean when I say compete.
They've consistently been between 9 and 10 the last how many years?
And they're still going to do it again. Because they're still not better.
Why do you want that?
Those three teams. Why do I want what?
That, like, no, saying no, that's we what, could compete that's and what, being in 9 and 10 seed in the East.
That's what they want.
Right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm not saying I want that. I'm saying realistically, just like you said, they won't burn it down. I know what they're going to go for. They're going to go for, we're making a push at the playoffs. When you're in the play-in, you're making a push at the playoffs. My point is, while doing that, they could trade Coby White. We had earlier on today, John Hollinger, senior NBA columnist for The Athletic.
Yeah.
We asked him, what do you think Coby White can get you right now in the trade market? He said, two first-round picks. Take the two first-round picks.
If that's what they can get, God blessed. But how do you know they're going to say yes to a trade for Coby White?
I don't. But I'm saying they should.
And that's what scares me. Like, I'm concerned they're going to continue just to hold on to their assets as long as possible. And you're going to get into a DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine situation where it's like, we should have moved this guy a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Let me tell you something. If Nikola Vucevic gets to the end of his Bulls contract,
and he's still in Chicago.
And he's in Chicago, you have failed as an organization.
That's what they've been doing lately, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, did you learn?
No.
I'm with you, though. These are my two benchmarks right now for Arturis Karnišovas, Mark Eversley and company. Two simple benchmarks. Vooch can't get to the end of his contract without you getting something for him. And Josh Giddey cannot be re-signed without signing an offer sheet. I think that is a very low bar given what those players have done in the past. Understanding what you and organization, how you have missed opportunities to do the first thing on your list, which was gain assets, right? That's an opportunity in two separate occasions to gain assets. Trade Vooch.
Yeah.
Don't re-sign Giddey unless you're matching the offer sheet. If you're paying too much for him, why are you doing that? Because if you're paying a guy $30 million per year on an extension, he's got to be the blank best player on your team if you're building a championship contender. You tell me, what would you say a guy making $30 million on your team needs to be? The blank best player on your roster.
In this day and age is basketball money. It's not.
But that second apron exists.
Yeah.
And the luxury tax. And you got to pay your other players a certain minimum.
For where they are?
No, just
in
any,
general,
any team.
$30 million, you should be at least the third best player on a championship team.
Can you see a future in which Josh Giddey is the third best team on an NBA Finals team?
Third best player on an NBA Finals team? No.
Okay. No. Do you see the potential? Because he's a young guy. I'm giving you a window here.
I think he's a good player. But I just...
So fill in the blank on this then.
Okay.
Josh Giddey could be the blank best player on an NBA Finals team.
Fourth?
Okay, so fourth.
Fifth. Fourth, fifth? Yeah.
How good do those three players have to be for him to be the fourth best player on an NBA championship team?
All NBA.
And you're not going to have three all NBA guys on your team. That's just not how it works.
And I agree with you. I agree with everything you've just said.
So that's why the bar is simple.
It's really hard to get to that level that we're talking about, that championship level, that NBA Finals level, if you don't tear it all down first and get yourself in the top of the lottery. Because how are you going to get that all NBA player?
The quick answer is I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the quick answer. But when you look at the teams in the NBA and you start listening to teams in the Eastern Conference say, who's got a better chance of making the playoffs? That's not the play-in. I'm talking about 1 through 6. Then the Bulls. There's more than 6 teams with a better chance of making the playoffs. We could start with the Miami Heat because we know what happens every time they see them in the play-in.
Yes.
Teeth kicked in. They go bye-bye. Teeth kicked in. I want the Bulls to be a team worthy of this city. And that has not been the case of late. That has not been the case since they had half a season in which Lonzo Ball then gets hurt and it all falls apart.
I agree with you. Unfortunately, because they're going to get the 21,000 every night at the UC during the winter, because it's an attraction for people who live here and for people that don't live here. Unfortunately, I just don't think that's realistic, which is why they don't feel like they can tear it all down.
On the text line, just want to let you know, 229, Joe Cowley must have made the midday show Kool-Aid today. Good job not drinking any Russ. 708.
Shout out to Cowley.
Or the Bulls could simply add a couple of pieces and actually be a playoff contender next season since everyone else has so many injury problems.
What is a playoff contender? Are we talking play-in? Because you're, like, I can say the Cavs are better than the Bulls. The Celtics, even out Tatum, are better than the Bulls. The Knicks with no coach are better than the Bulls. I believe the Indiana Pacers will be better than the Bulls next season. Milwaukee, until Giannis leaves, are better than the Bulls. The Pistons are still better than the Bulls. Orlando is better than the Bulls. The Miami Heat will get somebody, and they'll be better than the Bulls. Like, and I think Atlanta is better than the Bulls. So we're still talking about them as the 9th or 10th best team in the East.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.